me and Georgia. Let me rest in peace. Underneath the pines, yeah, 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 where my roots run deep. When it's my day for me in LA, remember when I told you when I die. Bury me in Georgia.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House of Representatives passing a bill that would expand the child tax credit and restore several corporate tax breaks. Not everyone likes it, however. Republican Congressman Thomas Massie says it gives away too much to lower income families.
There's something in this bill called tax credits. But they're also called refundable. So what is a refundable tax credit? It's welfare by a different name.
And Democratic Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro says it gives away too much to big business.
This bill provides billions of dollars in tax relief for the wealthy, pennies for the poor.
The bill now moves on to the Senate. The U.S. now attributing the deadly drone attack in Jordan that killed three U.S. service members on an umbrella group of Iran-backed militias. The White House says retaliation will be swift. A hangar under construction on the grounds of the airport in Boise, Idaho, collapsed last night, killing three people, injuring nine. California in the midst of heavy rain and snow as two atmospheric rivers collide on the West Coast. This is ABC News. Actor Alec Baldwin pleading not guilty to new charges of involuntary manslaughter after a deadly movie set shooting in 2021. ABC's Mola Lange says we're also learning more about the woman in charge of the prop weapons on the set of Rust. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed.
Court documents show 4 days after the shooting, the film's prop master told another crew member in one text exchange about Hannah Gutierrez. I told you Hannah was blackout drunk last weekend, right? Court documents say witnesses also claimed Gutierrez was high on marijuana in her hotel room while simultaneously in possession of ammunition to be used on the set.
She is also facing manslaughter charges. Some scary moments on a ski lift in Mammoth Mountain in California. A 16-year-old slipping off but grabbed by other people. Margot Wagner watching it all happen.
Everyone was yelling, chanting together to stop the lift.
The others on the chair couldn't pull the 16-year-old back up, and even though workers got a net underneath, she still slammed to the ground, was taken to the hospital. No word yet on her condition. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican bills to ban race-based programs at the universities of Wisconsin are moving through the state legislature. GOP Senator Eric Wimberger wants to require universities to offer help to students based on need, not race.
Talking about how one person deserves one thing or another based on their race will never solve the problem.
The UW Board of Regents recently agreed to limits to diversity efforts in exchange for state funding. A Wisconsin judge rules state regulators can force factory farms to get permits before they discharge pollutants. Lobbyists for factory farms sued in Calumet County, challenging the Department of Natural Resources' legal authority. But the judge says state law calls for maintaining the integrity of the state's water. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family's looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks lose in Portland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks came back but could not score at the end. Giannis missing from the foul line with only a second to play. Mark Jones on ESPN.
You see so many players forget they have to hit the rim. It comes off, tipped out, but it goes to Brogdon. And that's it. Game over.
The final, the Trailblazers 119, the Bucks 116. Milwaukee's Damian Lillard, 25 points in his return to Portland.
You know, I came in, I was like, man, I'm actually going to the visitors' locker room. I didn't really know where I was going, honestly.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Listen, these games are tough games. The home team always wants to beat the star coming back. That's 100%. You can see it in their jubilation.
NFL, the Packers have a new defensive coordinator. He is Jeff Hafley, the 44-year-old head coach at Boston College, where he led the Eagles to bowl games in 3 out of 4 years. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Some patchy dense fog this morning. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly cloudy here throughout the day. Our high right around 38 this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Our low down to 21. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of 39. By Saturday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Here we go.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
Turn it up. 98 Q Country.
See if we can get lucky. Oh, I gotta know what's going on in your beautiful mind. Baby, don't be shy and tell me now.
Thank you.
Roses meets a new music.
It's because it makes you feel something.
98 Q Country.
Yeah.
on sidewalk cracks.
Your classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
Met a man wearing a t-shirt, said Virginia is for lovers. Had a Bible in his left hand and a bottle in the other. He said all you're really given is the sunshine. Side of rusty and on the pale side of blue.
Morgan Wallen, that's called Memos. Oh, with a W in there somewhere. And 98Q Country, new stuff for you. And I hope this first day of February finds you well. I will know that it'll find you, you know, somewhat warm. You're not in a deep freeze anyway. 21 is our wake-up temp. We'll turn this thing up to about 36 or 37, I think they're telling us today. And our temperatures will spike back up into the 40s again for tomorrow and Saturday. Look at Sunday. They're forecasting a high of 50 on Sunday. Jeez. And 40s all the way, pretty much all the way through next week. So 37 is what we're looking at for a high temp today. What are those winds going to be doing? North-northeast wind at about 5 to 15, so nothing crazy as far as blowing stuff around out there. You still got time to go and rake up some of those leaves that you didn't get to a few months back. They're still there. Well, they might still blow, I guess. They're probably frozen to the ground, so all right, you're off the hook. When it comes to the leaves, you're off the hook until we officially get into some spring weather. Well, we got Groundhog's Day tomorrow, right? What could the groundhog possibly tell us about this winter that we're not already just kind of shocked about? So 37 is what we're on our way to, and we're looking at 22 right now at 25 minutes after 6 o'clock. We'll throw some more snowballs here this morning. Get you moving. Maybe get you a $25 gift certificate from one of our participating sponsors. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. You can visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today. CompleteRainGutter.com. Let's get you a quick news and sports update here.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House of Representatives passing a bill that would expand the child tax credit and restore several corporate tax breaks. Not everyone likes it, however. Republican Congressman Thomas Massey says it gives away too much to lower-income families.
There's something in this bill called tax credits, but they're also called refundable. So what is a refundable tax credit? It's welfare by a different name.
And Democratic Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro says it gives away too much to big business.
This bill provides billions of dollars in tax relief for the wealthy, pennies for the poor.
The bill now moves on to the Senate. The U.S. now attributing the deadly drone attack in Jordan that killed three U.S. service members on an umbrella group of Iran-backed militias. The White House says retaliation will be swift. A hangar under construction on the grounds of the airport in Boise, Idaho, collapsed last night, killing three people, injuring nine. California in the midst of heavy rain and snow as two atmospheric rivers collide on the West Coast. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Doctors say measles is making a comeback in Wisconsin. Around two dozen cases were recorded in December. Wisconsin kindergartners have one of the lowest rates of vaccination against measles in the country. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that's due partly to more families getting exemptions from state vaccination requirements. Governor Evers says the legislative redistricting maps he vetoed yesterday were not the maps he proposed, despite Republican claims to the contrary.
What they put together is not my maps. If they were my maps, I certainly would have signed it.
Republican lawmakers tweaked Evers' proposal to protect GOP incumbents. Wisconsin's new maps will likely be drawn by the state Supreme Court this spring. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-car Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Packers hire a new defensive coordinator. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Matt LaFleur putting out a statement. He has hired Jeff Hafley, age 44, head coach of the Boston College Eagles, to be the new defensive coordinator in Green Bay. Hafley's originally from New Jersey, played wide receiver in high school and a small college, had secondary coaching stints at Rutgers and Pitt, then got into the NFL, where he was a secondary coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Cleveland Browns, and the San Francisco 49ers. After that, 2 years as a co-defensive coordinator for the Ohio State Buckeyes, then in December of 2019, hired as the new coach in Boston. Matt LaFleur says, we are excited to welcome Jeff and his family to the Packers and the Green Bay community. He's had success at every stop of his coaching career and an impressive track record of developing players at every level. We look forward to Jeff leading our defense. NBA, Bucks in Portland against the Trailblazers tonight. Again, Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley, the new defensive coordinator for the Packers, with sports on Mike Clemens.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate. Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Some patchy, dense fog this morning. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly cloudy here throughout the day. Our high right around 38 this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Our low down to 21. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of 39. By Saturday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Brand new country.
Drink a watermelon moonshine. Cut the fire with a little ice.
Say what you do, girl. You know, man, you're everything I love.
This is so freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
You a girl through a friend.
out on the town, but still loves Jesus. One that's worth the wait even when she ain't on time.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Can't break up now.
No, we can't break up now.
February. Congratulations to you. It's a Thursday morning, and it is going to be another mild one, and the mild weather continues for the foreseeable future with little, if any, precipitation again over the next week to 10 days. Just the bizarre winter continues, just continues. Well, the folks down at Bader Sports Center, we talked with Craig yesterday. They got some special pricing going on some 2023 crossbows because the 2024s are coming in. So stop on in and talk with the folks down at Bader Sports Center. If a crossbow is what you like, you can even shoot it there. They got a little 15-yard shooting target. You can test it out. And that's Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13. Phillips right next to Pick and Save, right on the main drag. I'm going to share with you coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. I made a discovery yesterday. It may be something you already know about, but I didn't know about. If you love to go out thrifting, you know, go out and hit a few... get a few bargains at regional area thrift stores. I have a place for you that maybe you're not aware of, and I wasn't. And I was just jaw-dropping, like, whoa, this is pretty cool. We'll talk about that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll throw some more snowballs, too, and give you a chance to be a winner this morning.
Progressive asked, what do an escaped leopard...
We're live from the zoo where a leopard has escaped.
A growling stomach, an uneaten tuna sandwich... and a backdoor doggy door have in common? They can lead to an unexpected kitchen renovation.
Yeah, hi. Is this the zoo? Your leopard is in my kitchen.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote. Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Some patchy dense fog this morning. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly cloudy here throughout the day. Our high right around 38 this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, to mostly cloudy. Our low down to 21. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of 39. By Saturday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Brand new country. I woke up on the wrong side.
Q Country.
Daddy, I'm afraid. Won't you stay a little while? Keep me safe, 'cause there's monsters right outside. Daddy, please don't go. The second that you're gone, they're gonna know. Before he went to bed, he grabbed my hand and said, just 'cause I'm leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side. When you need me, you can't see me in the middle of the night. Just close your eyes and say a prayer. It's okay, I know you're scared. Hands around your waist. You said, babe, I'm getting cold. I said,
27 or temp, we're going to crank this thing up to about 36, 37 today, and closer to 40, into the low 40s for the weekend, maybe even pushing 50 on Sunday, they're telling us. Right now, the forecast for Sunday says mild, plenty of sunshine, and a high of 50 with the east and northeast wind at 5 to 7. That's for February 4th. Usually we're in the deep freeze right now. We're in the deep freeze with snow, and you're like, oh, is spring ever going to get here? And now we're all looking around like, I guess, what? Did I miss winter or what? We're not trusting, though, are we? We know that we're going to get something here eventually. You know, the snowfall might be a little bit too late. You know, if we get into March, be a little late to help out some of the outdoor snow enthusiasts, but we'll see. There is a little bit of a cooling trend as we get into mid-February around Valentine's Day. They're telling us that temperatures may not get above 30. Well, crazy. But still, I haven't seen anywhere or any weather channel where they say, oh, look, a major snowstorm is coming. I haven't seen that. Just haven't seen it. 37 today. Beautiful day to be out and about moving around. Man, the sunshine. I mentioned yesterday that the National Weather Service said it was going to be a day where there'd be brightening skies. And if you were out and about in the afternoon yesterday, it was like a summer day. That sun, we were all just putting our hands up, just like, what is that bright thing in February? I don't know what that is. It was it was like you looked up in the sky, and I was, one point there was a jet in the sky, I don't know which direction, and it was just a beautiful blue sky. It felt like a summer sky, which is kind of a rare thing lately anyway. We have some words of wisdom to get this day off and running for you. Hope it's a good one for you. Focus on the Family this morning is being brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
The term sexting was first used in 2005 to describe the electronic transmission of sexually explicit images. A generation later, it's still a troubling problem. To protect your son or daughter from sexting, teach them two things. First, sexting is illegal. Young people are less likely to engage in risky behavior if someone points out the boundaries. In the case of sexting, it's illegal to send explicit photos of anyone under the age of 18, including of yourself. And second, sexting is dangerous. It's just common sense. Trusting other people with private pictures is really unwise. Once an image is in cyberspace, there's no way to control where it goes. Which raises another concern. What do you do if your teenager has already engaged in sexting? First, have a conversation with them. Go to the why. What motivated them to engage in inappropriate behavior, insecurities, social pressures? Did they understand the potential for harm? Second, use the information they share to set clear boundaries. Restrict access to their phone or download protective software until they demonstrate an ability to be trustworthy and responsible. And finally, if texting has resulted in harassment, coercion, or emotional distress, seek professional help. To find a counselor in your area, call Focus on the Family at 1-800, the letter A, and the word family. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but
now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Their Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy. You're a Health Mart pharmacy who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Get ready for flavorful bites and empty pockets. Our specialty roasted chicken that's crispy and grease-free, making every dish a savory delight. Join us Wednesday through Saturday for our standout specials. Indulge in our pterodactyl wings. $11 gets you four pieces or half a chicken, both equally tempting. Craving more? Grab six wings for $15, paired perfectly with our choice of fries and our signature homemade slaw. Friday's highlight is our fish fry, two pieces for $10, three pieces for $12. And for an extra treat, try our tiger shrimp. Ready to complete any meal. Empty pockets where taste meets tradition.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive impact, serve your community, and help get our kids back to school. Cobuson Buses has immediate openings. Starting wage just increased to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Cobuson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobuson terminal near you.
It's a mystery where Old Spice finds its amazing scents like Himalayan sea salt, but I'm thrilled they have because no other body wash exfoliates and moisturizes 24/7 like Old Spice Gentleman's Himalayan Sea Salt Body Wash. Now, if only there was a mountain range separating the Indian subcontinent from the Tibetan Plateau where I could hide my Old Spice and keep my family from stealing it, my impossibly smooth skin will finally be safe.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
Some patchy, dense fog this morning. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly cloudy here throughout the day. Our high right around 38 this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, to mostly cloudy. Our low down to 21. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of 39. By Saturday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Yo, what do you got there, man?
The only station that matters.
98Q Country.
Thinking about us, and you know I ain't good at this stuff, but these feelings piling up won't give me no rest. This might come out a little crazy, a little sideways, yeah, maybe. I don't know how long it'll take me, but I'll do my best. You'll be my soft and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady. You'll be my glass of wine, I'll be your shot of whiskey. We'll be right back. things I ain't done. There's more where that came from. Well, you know I'm just having fun, but seriously. You be my Louisiana, I'll be your Mississippi. You be my little Loretta, I'll be your Conway Twitty. You be my sugar baby, I'll be your sweet iced tea. You be my honeysuckle, I'll be your honeybee. Said it all. I'm glad.